गिरीवरधारी जाया भासोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुन तीर वनचारी जा यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जय यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंसा परिव्राज के चर्य स्तर श्री श्री मारे इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की नित्य लिप विष्णु विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज के चर्य स्तर श्री मा भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर प्रेम जी कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितान्द श्रीद्वैत गिराधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Vrindavan Dham Ki Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Nu Ramaniti Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Samvaita Bhaktivinoda Gloriousome Devotees, All Gloriousome Devotees, All Glories Shri Guru and Gauranga Premanandi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Narancaya Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam Third Canto, Chapter 12, Verse 43. Okay. Vaikana Shavala Kilyao Dumbara Pena Pabane Nyase Kuti Chaka Purvam Bhavodo Hongsanishkriya Vaikana Savalakilya Dumbara Pena Pabane Nyase Kuti Chaka Purva Bhavodo Hangsa Nishkriya Vaikana Savalakilya Dumbra fina pavane. Nyase kuti chaka purvam. Bhavodo hang sanishkriya. Kapuvam Bhavodo Hamsanishkriya By Kanasa, the section of men who retire from active life and live on half-boiled meals. Don't ask me about that. Valakilya. One who quits his former stock of grains on receipt of more. Udambara. One who lives on what he gets from the direction towards which he starts after rising from bed.
These guys don't have beds. Fenapa. One who lives on the fruits which automatically fall from the tree. Vani. In the forest. Nyase. In the order of renunciation. Kutichaka. Life in the family without attachment. Purvam. In the beginning. Bhavoda. Giving up all material activities and engaging fully in transcendental service. Hamsa. Fully engaged in transcendental knowledge. Niskriya. Stopping all kinds of activities. Translation. The four divisions of retired life are Vaikanasas, Valakilyas, Odambaras, and Fenapas. The four divisions of the renounced order of life are the Kutichakas, Bhavodas, Hamsas, and Niskriyas. All these were manifested from Brahma. Purport. The Varnashram Dharma, or institution of the four divisions and orders of social and spiritual life, is not a new invention of the modern age, as proposed by the less intelligent. It is an institution established by Brahma from the beginning of the creation. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvanya Mayashvishtam Gunakarmavim. Okay. Om Agyana Tamarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshunalitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Tapitam Jena Bhutale Vayam Rupa Gada Mayam Vandeham Shri Gurau Shri Uttapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Itam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Sina Sahitan Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Nam Sahagana Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. First thing I thought of is the devotees with all these names, at least Prabhupada disciples. Four of them, the first group, which are the vanaprastas basically, they were, there was four persons initiated by Prabhupada from Hawaii and back in, I think, 71. So they got all these names. And the other names, except a little different, Bahudak and Kutichak. I know they were initiated at similar times in Canada, about the same time, before or after, I'm not sure. But so Prabhupada used these names to give to devotees. What's that? What's that? Mike? Okay. Not loud? You sure you want to hear what I have to say? So this is more like a summary study, but in the seventh canto, there's Narad Muni's instructing in at length after the story of Prahlad Maharaj. Then that's chapter 10 and 11, 12, 13, like that, 14. The Varnashram Dharma is given in detail. I mean, it takes you a few days to study and read it. But I looked it over a little bit, and there's more detail. And then again, in other places, 11th canto, Krishna speaks directly on this subject matter. So one should be learned in these things. Not that I am, but basically we don't follow everything, especially if you read the details of some of these Well, just now what we're reading. I mean, hardly anybody can do like this. Sat yang chito kim kashi po prasar. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, second canto, Shukadeva is giving another summary in a very ecstatic way. Takavir namasu yavadar dashad. Don't be, he basically says, don't be an illusion. I'm a pramato. And he's recommending there that those in the renounced order, they can be ladies too, I guess. But anyone, they should lie down on the ground. Here is a detail given, like the Bahudaks, they stay in their house, rather the Kutichaks, they stay in a kutir that the family gives them. Hey, nice phone ringing. Sounds better than my cartels. So these, when someone gets a little more detached, then he has his situation is called the Kutichak, kutir, and he stays there. And his family brings him some food, not too much, not too much food. And and gradually becomes more advanced. And Bahudak means he goes around different places. And even there, it's quite specific, detailed, that he should not go to a house where, in the seventh canto describes that he should go to seven houses without thinking about it, just go. But then it also says, that they're very materialistic, don't go. So that you can take either path. It's quite liberal, but it's very strict. Either way, you do it. So, and then there's one should become like a madukari. Of course, if you know that you're in Varshana or somewhere like that, and the people are automatically saintly in a holy place, so that's why people stay there. If you go begging there, not that I did much. We did a little bit sometimes. But the people give you some roti or some chach, some buttermilk like that. But one should not demand anything, because there's another type of bee. He gets caught. There's the Brahmara bee, and then I forgot the name of the other one. He can go to the same place. That's also a path, it says. But one should be very careful and only go to those persons who are pious, their houses, and beg. And now as far as these guys go, he gives up his grains. And then again, there's detailed about one should not eat grains that are cultivated or grains that are not cultivated, fruits that only fall from the trees, not even begging for fruits. And we see a version of that updated in Kali Yuga, some versions, just like Raghunath Das. In the beginning, he was so rich, and he was just trying to get rid of all this Mahabhabur Bhaktagani, Vairagya Pradhan, that Mahaprabhu, Jahadeki Priti Hoy Gora Bhagavan, he's very pleased by his renunciation. Persons like Raghunath Das. And Mahaprabhu was also eating feast. Raghunath Das was getting big, big bucks that his father and uncle were sending down with men. He sent men there, giving here, take this money now. And he was making big feasts. Even Mahaprabhu was going there. And all the sannyasis were going. They're not sense enjoyers, but he also felt, okay, for 2 years he did like that. Then after some time, he felt, this is crazy nonsense. I'm taking money from them, and I'm supposed to be renounced. You know, when his father and uncle sent some messengers to Puri, and they said, do you know who Raghunath Das is? You know who Raghunath Das is? He said, Raghunath Das. Everybody knows Raghunath Das. He's such a great person, you know. So they were like, hmm. So after 2 years or so, he was not making feast. Mahaprabhu also asked Govinda or Sri Ramadhar, he said, what's going on? I don't see any feast anymore. What's happening with Raghunath? Oh no, he thought that I'm begging like this, I'm like a prostitute, I'm giving this feast, and I'm supposed to be like a... Then later he was begging. He was going to stand in front and getting Mahaprasad, which is quite good in Jagannath Puri. Then he said, he felt like he was a prostitute, very phony guy, you know. So he became gradually more and more renounced. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't even see him begging. Where's Raghunath? What's he doing? And he is just taking some stuff. You can't even believe it, actually. He got to the point, he was only eating, actually more austere than what's almost described here. He was eating food that the cows would not eat. Right, imagine if the cows don't eat it. Does anybody here want it? No, I don't think so. The cows were not eating that rice, and it was rotten. He had to wash it off, put salt, something. And then he was eating that. So when Mahaprabhu heard, he ran immediately to Raghunath's place, and he said, "Oh, Raghunath, you're eating like a king, like a feast here every day. You don't invite me." So this is Nija Bhaktivas, that he's controlling Mahaprabhu with his love, with his renunciation. Pradhan, Mahaprabhu Bhaktagani, Vairagya, that Mahaprabhu is seeing this. Pradhan means the chief thing that actually attracts Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu himself took sannyas, there was some ecstatic stories there that at first it was very dramatic that his mother, they all were fasting. She fasted like 12 days and just sustained by the mercy of Mahaprabhu. But then he sent Chandrasekhar, his uncle, to Navadvip to tell them, don't, because they were, Advaita Acharya said, "I will drown myself. If someone tries to stop me, I'll throw myself into the Ganga at night. They won't stop me." And Mother Sachi was speaking to people, as though they were in Mathura, said, "Oh, are you coming from Mathura? Do you see Krishna and Balaram?" And just rolling in ecstasy, but not eating anything. This is type of ecstatic sannyas that inspires the devotees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave up everything. And after some days, he went with Nityananda and Mukunda, some others. He went to Radhadesh. And when he went toward Radhadesh, but after a while, everyone was chasing in the beginning. The people describes lakhs of people. Somehow he was going alone after a while with just his few men. And they went to Radhadesh, and then he turned around. He said, "Well, around here, nobody's chanting. I don't see anyone chanting." There was one cowherd boy chanting. So he said, "Oh, we must be near the Ganga. Ask him." He said, "Yes, you're 3 hours from the Ganga." So then Mahaprabhu headed back just to purify that area where there was now many Muslims there, but Bangladesh. So he purified wherever he went, he was chanting. And then after some days, he asked his associates, "Did anybody bring some food here?" They said, no, we didn't bring any food." He said, "Yeah, that's very good. This is sannyas. You don't bring anything." Similarly, when Mahaprabhu was going through Jharkhand, he didn't carry any backpack, or I think there was Balabhadra Bhattacharya, maybe another. And they would go and beg and get or collect some spinach. And there were some local, even the villages where there were only sudra, they had persons called Sudra Mahajan who act like brahmanas. They're the best of the sudras. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate their offerings sometimes also. He didn't distinguish. He makes some distinction. But so Mahaprabhu brought up this the system of varnashram and renunciation to the age of Kali that don't have to do, but it's also included, just like Sukadev summarizes it, that satyang chito kim kashipo, don't, here it mentions getting up from bed, but Sukadev says, no bed. Are there no ample flats to lie on? Then what does it say? Chito kim kashipo priyasar. What is the rest one? Satyanjalo kim purusha. Why would one need utensils to eat? You can eat with your hand, like that. I remember there was one ISKCON leader, and he was eating with many utensils. And sorry to say, I made fun of him, but he set up the whole dinner with like six different utensils, like two type of spoon, two type of fork, and engaging like half the temple to cook and like that. So sometimes these things have to be noted and seen, that this is not a good example, that if you're a big sannyasi, you have to follow some of these very strict rules. Prabhupada didn't want these type of dari sannyasi. Mahaprabhu, he was offered also some special oil and a mattress and like that. He said, no, you think I'm a Dari sannyasi? You won't take anything. And Narad Muni explains that vanaprastas, brahmacharis, they don't see any women. Mahaprabhu, he said all women were like 50 feet away. Even nowadays, some sannyasis are very strict like that. But generally, Prabhupada mentions that the sannyasi should not become fat. Especially when Prahlad Maharaj, after I think 13th chapter in the 7th canto, he meets this fat sage. He was practicing the ajagala britti. He was lying on the ground, quite dirty also. And Prahlad Maharaj was surrounded by some intimate associates. He was traveling at his vichari loka, all around the universe, probably gives a definition around the universe. But he ended up speaking to this quite fat, probably uses the word fat, sage. But the fat sage was lying there. He wasn't asking for anything, just like a python lies waiting and then, well, he crushes something and eats it. But this is called a jagala vritti. Prabhupada used this term also like walking in the morning in beautiful parks or botanical gardens. And he was laughing and describing that, yes, this is jagala vritti. These karmis are working so hard in the mode of passion and ignorance. And in the morning, they're not here, but we're walking and enjoying. This is like the snake comes in, the mouse makes a hole, and the snake comes, eats the mouse, and takes his hole. He said like that. So devotees are nonviolent. We don't eat mice and snakes or anything. But the point is, we don't work. Tat prasana kartabhyo yata yorvaya param. Prahlad Maharaj also explains, we don't try for more. Yadrichaya. What is that? Yadrichaya santushto yena kena chit. He's happy with whatever he gets, the sadhu, whether he's household or grihetake, the grihe is described here, grihetake banitake, sada hari bole take. Wherever, whether he's in the forest, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, or if you're at the home, in another place, Bhaktivinoda says, amar grihe, tyaja grihe, I'm giving up my house, and I'm going into the forest. This is one of the last songs in his Kalyana Kalpataru, giving up everything, and there I will see Krishna like that. So, but if one wants to see Krishna, then he has to be detached. Bhaktivinoda is giving us again and again, grihatako vanitako, or manasa deho geho, yokichumo, arpitintu apar. Nanda, you want to attract Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then like when Mahaprabhu first took sannyas and Keshav Bharati gave him sannyas, he was supposed to be some type of impersonal Brahmavadi. People didn't even really know who he is. Devotees, there were many outsiders there, but the few devotees knew who was Keshav Bharati. They weren't sure who he is, but he's giving Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu had whispered the mantra in his ear and initiated him first also. Are you going to give me this? And he gave him the sannyas mantra, gopi mantra. And then he gave him the mantra. But just after, there was chanting, dancing, and ecstasy rolling on the ground. And even Keshav Bharati, in association with Mahaprabhu, embracing, and he gave up his kamandalu water pot and his own danda, even his cloth, probably his upper cloth. Didn't even know where he was. And Mahaprabhu also, they were rolling in ecstasy. Bhuvi vilatamo, atamo nivashama, Rupa Goswami says, rolling. We don't care what the outsiders are speaking, any nonsense about it, but we simply chanting in ecstasy, whatever they say. Sometimes devotees are reticent. They don't like to do the Harinam. They feel, oh, someone will see me. You know, I have my job. And I remember there were some devotees, we chanted the football game, many people see us. And young devotees, but they would go far away, make sure that nobody knew that they were. They knew these people, you know. Like that. That means that probably you're not chanting japa or something, but still, this is not our method. The method is chant. Prabhupada said, you can close the whole temple. Everyone should go on the Harinam, like that. Because today we do Harinam here and all day, but sometimes there's a football game. We don't have one now, but there's been times. On Saturday especially. I think they're over now, but some people opt to go to the football game and chant in public rather than, it's always nice to have our meetings, our gatherings and chanting, but outside. We want to see that others are impressed. Not that simply we're a self-praising society. Oh, so-and-so chants very nicely, and like so-and-so cooks. Probably was in Vrindavan, and he asked, there's some big VIP was coming in on morning walk, you can hear Prabhupada. He said, so who is cooking today? So they said, oh, Kishori is cooking. She's a very good cook. Prabhupada said, yeah, you say, but we want to see the outsiders are, she was a good cook, by the way. She cooked for Prabhupada, but so Prabhupada said, we want to see outsiders are praising, not that we're staying here and just self-praising society. Prabhupada coined, maybe, I don't know if he coined the word, but it's funny, self-praising. Yes, oh, you are so good, I am so good. But so wanted outsiders to spread it. Jari deke tari koho Krishna upadesh amarage guru hoi tari. Save everybody, especially whenever there was anybody born in India, whether they weren't born in India. Everyone knows here that you can read it. Prabhupada would go to Canada, South Africa, anywhere, in Malaysia, he would say, Bharat bhumi te hoi la manusha janma jar, janma sarta kari. Para du para upakar. Anyone born in Bharat Varsha. Even demigods, they want to take birth in Bharat Varsha. Sanyasa sanyat, they want to become hamsa. In their planets, in their svarga, they're not, some of them at least, say, they sing, they'd rather be kalpayut, kshanayusham. We'd rather stay one moment in Bharat Varsha because we can become Paramahansa. We can take up sannyas and give up. So sannyasi, it's described in different places. And Sukadeva also described Bhuyo Namasad Vijanachade Sasam Asambhavakila Sattamorteye Pungsam Puna Paramahansa Ashrame Vyavashtitanamanam Rigyudas, you say. Not that sannyasi doesn't have anything. No. According to Sukadeva, the sannyasi gets everything. Because he doesn't want anything. Niskinchananam nipanat yadanam vidu. The wealth of the niskinchanas, those who have nothing, is Krishna, niskinchanam. So he says there that Krishna, he's describing Krishna, that asambhava akila sattamo, he's the form of ecstasy, murti, akila rasamita murti. Like when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just after he took sannyas also, everybody was before, after, any time, but they were interacting with him as akila rasamita murti. Someone just like Chandrasekhar was reciprocating in this mood of Vatsalya Ras and others in different rasas. So he's able to bestow, especially those who could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, give me a verse from Chandramrita. He knows half of Chandramrita. Anyone here is reading Chaitanya Chandramrita? Raise your hands. No one? Okay, highly recommended. You're reading. You know, I saw a lecture by Gauranga Prabhu, you know, from the Echo Village. He has so many ecstatic lectures, but he was saying, so Prabhupada, it's true. Prabhupada said you should read those verses and memorize them, you know. Like, not that easy, but some people have a fantastic memory they can memorize, but this helps. I remember in the old days we had Akshobhya, I think Prahlad Ananda Maharaj, he also memorized Krishna book, a lot of Krishna book, Gita, because Prabhupada wanted it memorized. Not just read it is great, but to memorize Smritir, Labda, I've got my memory back. So when one becomes more and more purified, he can remember more and more by reading again and again. All these verses, all the stories, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stories. So this is being promoted throughout. Varam gato yad darima ashrayata. Little Prahlad Maharaj, he's seated on the lap of his nice father, Haranikashipu. What does he say? Tatsarumanye soravarja daihinam. Was it soravarja? He said, ah, samudvigna diyama sadgrahat. His father wanted to know, well, what's going on in your gurukula, in your school? So he said, well, not too much going on there, but I did learn something. Oh, you're the best of the demons? He didn't say daddy. He said, best of the demons. But Maharani Kashyapu didn't mind because he was the very proud. Very proud demon. But you are always in anxiety because sadgrahat, you've accepted everything in this world that is yours, yours, yours. Mine. Mahamameti. Hamameti. So therefore you should give it all up. And taktva sudusya sarepchitaraja lakshmin dharmishta ayavachasaya regadaranyam, just like Mahaprabhu described in 11th canto by the King Nimi or the nine Yogendras. They're describing that he is the Mahaprabhu, Mahapurushate Charanaravinda, and his characteristic is that he gives up, he comes into this material world, appears in this material world to show this example of full renunciation. Although he's the Lord of Lakshmi himself, taktva sudushyata, that sorepshita, that which is desired by demigods, Lord Shiva, Shiva Varinchi Nutam Sharanyam. But also, Sukadeva says, Gatavyalika Rajashankaradibi, that these devas, like big, big devas, probably would say, Shiva, Brahma, that although it is said they aspire after Lakshmi like that, but there also it is said that they. Gatavyalikar means they're beyond pretension. So when they have this realization beyond pretension, Sukadeva says, Gatavyalikara Jashankararibi, they realize Krishna. As it says in the last chapter of the Bhagavatam, Yang Brahma Varunan Rudra, Yang Brahma Varunan Rudra Murutastun Bhanti Dibhaistavai Vedai Sangha Padakarma Panishai. Dhanavastita Tadganas, that person that all the yogis are aspiring for, sometimes they don't know what they're aspiring for, but and all the devas are worshipping, and the Upanishad, Samveda. Prabhupada quoted that to none other than John Lennon. He may have been lying in bed or something, but he was sitting with his wife, and they were complaining that, oh, you only chant Krishna, Krishna, what do you only chant? His wife was, John Lennon's wife, Yoko, she was saying that, you only chant this Krishna, Krishna. No, no, Prabhupada said, we don't only chant Krishna, but actually there's so many things that we sing. And he actually chanted Prahlad Maharaj's prayers very melodiously. If you hear it, you can't stop hearing it. It's very wonderful. Also, there's a recording of Prabhupada chanting those Sukadeva's prayers, but... So he's chanting to John Lennon, he's chanting that, Nateva du swarta gating hi Vishnu, like that. What is the rest? Darasha ye bahirata manina. What is it? Huh? Adante andayatanda rupaniyamana tepi satantra. Right. And so he's telling them, they actually wanted blessings that they could stay together forever, even after dying. So especially the wife didn't like that, but she didn't know what that shloka meant. But Prabhupada said, that is not possible. You cannot stay. You don't know. After death, you'll be parted. You need to give this up. But they didn't like to hear it so much. I mean, George Harrison was more receptive to this message. But still, he spoke to them, singing very beautifully. Young Brahma Varunendra, he sang that verse. Because there it describes that all these Vedic mantras, especially what we're reading Bhagavatam, this is the Paramahansa Sanghita, the Bhagavatam. In the beginning it is said there, what does it say? Janma Dhyasyato Anvayar Itarachate Svabhya Vede Sangupanika Upanika, what is it? That it's a sung and glorifies Krishna. Trayo Upanishad Bhischa Sankhya Yoga Ishtya Sattvatai. When Mother Yasoda was seeing herself in the mouth of Krishna, and she was completely transcendentally bewildered. And so it's described there that but these, all the Upanishads and all the Vedas are saying, all the yogis, Sankhya Yoga, they're studying, she is accepting as her son. So therefore we're following in these footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that running after the guru. We don't have directly anything with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what Prabhupada is giving, Vrindavan Das Thakur is giving, Krishnadas Kaviraj, Prabodhananda Saraswati, wonderful pastimes and verses about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're meant for relishing that. Okay, so Tainapas. So in those verses, in the seventh canto, there's very good detail on this, but it's almost practically impossible. But I was thinking of this because the one god brother just a few weeks ago, he left his body, that Parvat Maharaj, but he was Loka Sharanya, and we saw a picture of him, and he had given up eating, and he looked, there were some sticks there, and they were about to burn his body. You couldn't tell the sticks actually from his bone. Body was so thin and emaciated, and he'd given up everything. He didn't mind. He was staying in Radhakund for many years. He grew beard. It says once you grow beard. Another place it says you should shave. Narayana says you should shave. So there's different standards. Just like when Prabhupada sometimes would say, don't become immediately Paramahansa, no neck beads. And he was joking because he knew none of his disciples, followers, are qualified even slightly to become in this stage. But he said, no neck bead and no Tulsi Mala. Actually, what he meant was there in Maya. But so he wanted that. Some of his sannyasi followers, sometimes Prabhupada said, if you're going to a country where they will be arrested or something, then you can wear some ordinary clothes. And he says that also in those purports, that you, an avaduta, of course, if one is avaduta, Prabhupada said he's Babaji avaduta, then he can look and he would dress in any way, just. So we aspire for that, but we don't immediately, just like our Prabhupada. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he also was having, first one is having his disciples riding in cars, and even there was a boat launch, is described. But as soon as they became like sense enjoyers, I have tried to make them sannyasi, but they become vilasi, enjoyers, he said. Then he wrote a big letter, well, three-page letter, but in the strong, very heavy letter in Calcutta, he wrote that, those who came here to become sannyas, paramahansa, but now they're acting like enjoyers. Better they put a tail in Grahastha Dodi and go home. We'd have no need of it. He was not. I don't know if anyone did like that, but he was act very strongly. If he saw someone became chubby, Prabhupada said he would poke them like this. Didn't say anything. He just hit them in the side, the fat. And those who are taking milk products and sweets and gymnasts, apparently they had, people were doing, I don't know what they were doing, but if they were lifting weights or doing some probably hatha yoga, I don't know, but he said gymnasts. So you see in a short letter of 3 pages, he used the word fop, maybe 10 times. Those who are becoming foppish, if anyone, it's a ancient word, English word, means becoming like a little lord or something, a little prince that, you know, stacks of different colored sweaters and different colored dhotis and living very soft bed, kashipo. So when they tried to give Mahaprabhu even a very kind of rudimentary bed, because Jagadananda, others, they were feeling very sad. Oh, Mahaprabhu is lying like that, and it made something like this soft. He said, no, I won't take that. So I think Swarup Damodar, he tore up some banana leaves, and that he accepted. He just put an old cloth around it. So Mahaprabhu was sleeping like that on that thing. But very austere and going off. He can go off. He's always renounced. Taktva sudusti, that which is very difficult. Chanakya Pandit says, mata yashya grihe nashti bayacha priyavadini, that if you have a very nice mother, and who is better mother than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother? In fact, he's called Matri Bhakti Shiromani, the jewel of all worshippers of mothers. But still, he gave it up. So if Chanakya says, if you have a very nice mother and wife, they're speaking sweet words, then no need to go, you can stay. But Mahaprabhu is going some steps further than that. No, So Chanakya also says, Tathagriham, Tathavanyam Tathagriham. Then your houses, if they're not doing that, then your house is like the forest. You may as well go to the forest and give it up. So Chanakya says like that also. Bogarti no kuto vidya. If you're enjoying bogarti no kuto vidya, where's your knowledge? So you may have so much knowledge, but if you're just simply, we're all guilty, we're all enjoying. So Chanakya says like, kuto vidya, vidya bogarti na kutaha. If one is in a boga, after, Prabhupada said that if people go to Vrindavan for vishaya bog, he used this term, vishaya bog, then you're far from Vrindavan. Because Prabhupada lived many years in Vrindavan, so he knew. Of course, now it's far, far worse than when Prabhupada was there. But still, he said, those people go to Vrindavan, but they leave all their money for their sons and wives. And they say, oh, could you send me 20 rupees or something? So Prabhupada said, so Krishna's thinking, oh, you, all your wares, your lakhs and crores of rupees you left for your family, but you came to Vrindavan? No, you should give that to Krishna. Prabhupada is always cutting down. In fact, that one big time Sweetwala in Bombay years ago, he told people that Bhaktivedanta Swami has put all other Swamis on the blacklist. Prabhupada said in Hindi, of course, I can't say it in Hindi, but Prabhupada was laughing and smiling. He said, yes, he has understood. Sarijal Whitlow? He said like that. So it means that sometimes, like Dr. Patel, they get very disturbed. Oh, Swami, you love Prabhupada. He said, why are you cutting down Gandhi and everything? So, so many big, big shots. That Tilak and big, big respectable persons, so-called, but Prabhupada would ding them. He would say, yeah, they have done this, but what about that? So Prabhupada was always after the highest standard. So some devotees in New Zealand, there were some stray sannyasis there who didn't like to wear sannyas clothes. And so they were ISKCON devotees, the regular temple, they were confused. They wrote to Prabhupada that, well, we don't know whether to associate with them. They're supposed to be sannyasi, but they don't dress and they don't act exactly wearing clothes like that. Prabhupada said, if they don't dress like sannyas, then don't associate with them. At least the ABC, you should dress like sannyasi. Then. So we need a big acharya to tell us what is what. You can read Prabhupada's book and say, oh, well, Prabhupada says sometimes an avadut, or we send our men and like that. But in the last months of 77, some brahmacharya sannyasis, Prabhupada saw them, and they had hair grown. Prabhupada said, what is this? He said, well, Prabhupada, we're going to, this Soviet bloc and all that. Okay, you take 1 month hair maximum, boss, that's it. So Prabhupada is seeing very detailed exactly and requires some intelligence to understand what is going on. There were some sannyasis in 74. They went from Calcutta, they went to Vrindavan, and it was Chaturmas, and they had beards. And of course, I had to make fun of them, and I'm sorry for that. But I said, oh, you're going to see Prabhupada with beard? Because I knew Prabhupada didn't like it. I got a letter from Prabhupada also. Don't put beard. Avoid beards as far as possible, actually. He told me in a letter, because I was asking if Sukracharya should have a beard in the Bhagavatam. And that took a long time for the letter to get back, so I put the beard. By the time Prabhupada was traveling, anyway. So I said, oh, yeah, beard, no, it's not good. So they ignored me like I was dust in the air or something. But when they came back, they had no beard. They were completely shaved. And they told me that they came into Prabhupada's room in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada went immediately like this. He put his hand like this. Didn't say one thing, just Ingita gya, like just indication. And they knew, oh. Just like Prabhupada said, when devotees in our camp in ISKCON, they're clean shaven, very pukka. But as soon as they leave, next day, long hair, next day. So he didn't like it. Some things nowadays they say, oh, that was for the 60s, maybe, not now, but you take that chance yourself, whatever. But Prabhupada gave very explicit, detailed instructions. So sometimes these, it says in seventh canto, they never cut your nails. You don't even bathe. You just put dirt on it. Maybe sometimes you go in a lake or something. I remember I jumped in a river in Northern California in 1968 or 9, and I saw some kids jumping in, and I thought, oh, that looks nice. I'll try that. And immediately I felt like I dove into some turpentine. It was so much chemicals or something in that river. I don't know. I just swam out as fast as I could. I said, they're enjoying that. I don't know how they do that. So even in 50-something, 60 years ago, there was so much chemical. So are there no caves? Are there no, Shukadeva is asking that. Kemajito Pishushan. What's the rest of it? Shanti Dik Piksham. Naivangri Pa Paribritar Sarito Pishushan. And Guham. So he's saying there in second canto, second chapter, right? Very wonderful verses there, you know, ecstatic. It's not like, yes, of course, 10th canto, you know, but when we relish second canto, first canto, then we'll know we're ready for said 10th canto. All right, so any comments, questions? Trivikram gets the prize, his hand popped up.
Hello. Hari, Hari Bo. So the Manu, Swayambhu Manu says, as soon as one hits 50, he has to think about Vanaprastha. Then he says the Vanaprastha makes a ring of fire in the summer and meditates in it. During the winter, he goes in the lakes and meditate.
And then Ruhuganaitata basanayati na cheja nirvipanadyatirva. This is what Judd Bharat spoke to Ruhugana. He said, you can do all this fire, puncha, what is it called? Fire, just like Prithu Maharaj, his wife was putting the sticks around. I only remember that because they did a painting like that. But so he was sitting with a ring of fire. So Judd Bharat says, you can do all that. You can even do your grahastha life perfectly and whatever it is. But bina mahat pavra jobhishekam. Is that it? Without bathing or in the dust of a paramahansa, niskinchananam. Niskinchanasya, what is it? Yeah, what's the last line? Niskinchananam navinita yavat. Without getting hung, Durgani te pariyugale hangsa sangha. Prahlad in his one prayer, I think 18, he says like that. Anjash titarmanugranan guna vipramukto. You can only become free of these gunas by getting the association of the hangsa. Durgani, hangse garo bhaktyanu vritya. Again, Rishabhdev speaking to his sons. Even Kunti Devi described, Tata paramahansana muninam amalatmanam. What is it? Bhakti yoga vidanartam katam pasyemi histriya. Even these great munis who are paramahansas, she says, they might be able to understand, but she's right there with Krishna. So she's very humble, saying, I'm a woman. She's the aunt of Krishna, of course. But still, she's always feeling this, that she's very tiny, insignificant. So, nirmatsvaram satam vejam vastava matravastu shivadam tapatrayan mulanam. The Bhagavatam is meant for paramahansas. And if we're not paramahansa, it will make us paramahansa if we keep reading and relishing. But you're going to, what? You're going to do the fire ring?
Yeah, I'm going to pass that now.
You're going to go outside and set a fire around?
So that was for a certain time, but like this Kali Yuga, you know, that's almost impossible, really. But you mentioned something there about Gaudiya Association of the Paramahamsas and so. But like the Vanaprasthas in Kali Yuga, they have to take a different role. Maybe they should engage more.
Maybe you should set up all the rules.
Srila Prabhupada has set up some of the rules already, but with time we have to...
Prabhupada already said it so many places in those different purports. He said, but we don't go to any forest. You go to Vrindavan,
but
where there's some forest.
But on Harinam, you know, Harinam, Bhukta Shibusha.
Yeah, that all that's there.
Like Stitadi been Vanaprasa for a long time, now he should take sannyas.
Yeah. Who's next? Microphone. Okay, lady side, Ragatmaka.
You said that Lord Chaitanya was pleased with Raghunath's renunciation, yet Lord Chaitanya was not impressed by the brahmachari who was just fasting on milk when Srivas brought him to.
Yeah, well, he got tested because when Lord Chaitanya chastised, "Oh, brahmachari, you think you can purchase me with some milk?" He just went off humbly, and Mahaprabhu was pleased and brought him back to the kirtan. I don't know if he went every night. I wasn't there. But
Mahaprabhu's intention was to test that.
That happens. You know, he even tests Sanatana Goswami when he invited him to lunch. The first verse Kaviraj Goswami gives that he tested him, that chapter in Madhyalila, I think, Anchalila, I can't remember. And Sanatana Goswami came on the blazing hot sand, you know, and rather than he said, "Well, I cannot go in front of the Singha Dwart," then someone may touch me, one of the pure pujaris like that. And his feet were all blistered, and Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, Sanatana, your feet are all blistered. It was so hot, it was blistered." He said, "No, I didn't notice it." He was simply thinking of Lord Chaitanya, how he's going to go there meet with him. He was absorbed in that ecstasy. Okay, anything else?
Oh, here, Hare Krishna. I just wanted to thank you for Srila Prabhupada's comment that you brought up about the self-praising society.
Self-praising society?
Yeah.
Prabhupada has funny stuff. So funny that I doubt we could stop laughing for thousands of millions of lifetimes. Mm-hmm. He would say things so funny and so cutting that anytime you think of it, you think, it's active. It doesn't cease. It doesn't lose potency by age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was thinking we have many kirtan festivals, which are very nice, but it would be nice to have even like one day or a couple of hours during the festival. Imagine if everyone went out, just like Prabhupada said, you know, the importance of impressing the outsider and not just ourselves. Well, why not have that, you know, everyone go out, and how impressive would that be? Some festivals, there's like 3,000 devotees. What if all those devotees went out even for an hour? What an impression that would make.
Well, I mean, they do have big parties, like Indradumna has a big party going out, then in the evening they do something, they do both. So we have like a couple of hundred devotees out, or what looks like a couple hundred, and then in the evening they have their gathering with all the outside people, so both should be done. I know when we were at the press years ago, started in Boston and then in New York, that but said everyone should go out 1 hour before even breakfast. We went out. We'd go downtown Brooklyn or sometime Wall Street. In Boston, they went near the temple somewhere. I never lived in Boston. And then, so he said, otherwise you'll just fall in Maya. People don't do that. Yeah. They still go around in Brooklyn, and especially now they may not go in Brooklyn, they go to Manhattan, they have it nice. I mean, there's so many good bhajan leaders. I saw yesterday Krishna Kripa and some others, they posted, I mean, it's really experts. I mean, never heard of these people, that, you know, but they're just, and Ram Roy is arranging it, but others are coming there and singing. It's amazing, amazing. They're in the subway, and people are like stunned because sometimes the music is so attractive. For them, they're hearing the music first. But it's very potent. In the subway also?
Well.
Yeah, I think I saw some of those. So, yeah, that's great. That's really ecstatic. Anything else?
I was going to ask that you mentioned the divisions and said that they were going only to the pious people's homes.
Well, that's in.
Is that because it was food and they weren't able to?
You're not supposed to eat the food. Malin hoy mana, Malin, Lord Chaitanya giving, that if you take food cooked by wicked, your mind will become wicked. How does that go? Where are all our Bengali scholars? They have Pundarik. Anakoile, mano. Anakoile means cooked by outsiders. Yeah. Dushtamana. What has it gone? Dushtamanahoy. Your mind will become dushta. And Dr. Nirtakar has a whole song like that, Dushtamana Tumi Kishit, or that Bhakti Siddhanta song, Dushtamana. Emana Durmati Samsara Bitore, due to a wicked mind, Bhakti Siddhanta says, we've fallen, Pariyau Achinoami, fallen in this material world due to the wicked mind. Anything else? What's your name again? Ananda Mohan? Ananda, Ananga. Ananga Mohan. That means you have no body, no angas.
Yeah. My master doesn't have.
Yeah. Okay. What is it? Question.
Why didn't Prabhupada like beards?
Why didn't he like beard?
Yeah.
I don't like beards. Itchy. He has an answer. He didn't want us to be associated with hippie, but. Prabhupada said there's some verses in 7th canon about how the brahmachari is supposed to go and with matted locks, jada, matted locks, right? So the verse says that, that's all. The brahmachari guru kulibasandanta guru hitam, and then he should live at the guru's gurukula, and he should have matted hair, like really looks pretty. But so as soon as Prabhupada started speaking, he said, so there are two ways. With matted locks or shaven. So we prefer shaven. So that's all.
One time Guru Kripa came to Vrindavan and he had a pompadour like Elvis.
Pompadour?
He
was sannyasi.
Saw that.
Sannyasi.
Yeah. At that time he was wearing sannyas clothes.
From Japan.
And Prabhupada looked and he said, are you looking like, what is this? He said, from now on, anyone who has hair longer than half an inch is not my disciple. And you don't hear that anymore. Now here's another one. Prabhupada saw a devotee with sideburns. Now, please forgive me. I'll tell you what Prabhupada said. What is that pubic hair on your face?
What is that hair?
Pubic hair on your face. But it's a symptom of sex desire.
Well, I mean, Prabhupada was challenged by his own disciples that you had a mustache, Prabhupada. They wanted to become astrologers. He said, no, I don't like it. Jamadagni and Kanapriya.
Yeah.
And I fortunately or unfortunately had to hear that conversation as soon as it happened because Jai Tirtha had been in there and he had his cassette tape and there was no one around the art department. So he came up and he had to vet, and he played that like 5 minutes after it happened, so it had this kind of special heart-cracking potency. And they were saying like that, well, you had mustache. And Prabhupada said sarcastically to them, well, you're much more advanced than I was as a householder.
I bless you, you can go make money.
Yeah, I bless you. So the next day, after they were asked to leave ISKCON and go make money, because they were finding too much fault, Then Prabhupada said, I was sarcastic. You are such a fool. There was one of the others. In other words, Prabhupada was being very sarcastic, but they took it that Prabhupada really meant that they're more advanced. Anyway, so go tell it on the go hear it someday. All right. No more questions. Haribo.